For the FM 89 News Impact of War series, I'm Malcolm Glover. As the nation pauses today to honor veterans for their sacrifice, more women are speaking out about life in the military. The VA reports that 1 in 5 women seen by the Veterans Health Administration say they've experienced military sexual trauma or abuse.
We're going to come on back to my office here.
Diane Chatterton Terry is a 27-year Army veteran. She arrived at the VA Women's Health Center in Little Rock using a cane to maneuver around the hallways. Terry says military women also have to fight deep-seated stereotypes.
There's been some very strong myths that if you're a female in the Army or in the military, you must be either homosexual or a very free sexual person. Those are totally untrue. Women veterans are going to be truly professionals, because if you're not professional, you won't last in the military. So the stereotypes in this country are still there. They're not as strong as they used to be.
Terry, a 54-year-old retired Army colonel, says the military reflects the best and worst of society. While in the Army, she was one of the first women in a mechanized infantry brigade back in the late 1970s. She spent most of her career in military intelligence at a time when many service women were not widely accepted in those positions.
I knew what my duty was. I knew what my responsibility was. I had a lot to learn, and I listened to those who were truly interested in teaching me. I just did my best with those who didn't really want me to be there. Didn't try to take advantage of being a female, and I just didn't have that attitude. I wasn't raised that way.
The VA reports that women make up 11% of veterans who served in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's nearly 70,000 women. Women like 33-year-old Carol Novato, who was an E-5 in the Army and deployed to Afghanistan in 2005. Novato talked about her struggles reintegrating into society at a recent Women Veterans Summit in Little Rock.
You know, everybody's life back home continued while you're gone for a year, so you're trying to readjust. Coming back to a civilian life and getting back in there and getting a regular job, it's actually hard for me to adjust. It took me about 6 to 8 months with support of my family and my friends.
Back at the VA Women's Health Clinic, Diane Terry says the medical care female vets receive has improved over the years. Her first run-in with the veterans' health care system happened in the early 80s after she sustained an injury as a young soldier.
When I was stationed at Fort Riley with the 1st Infantry Division, we ran 5 miles in 50 minutes about every day. And we ran in formations and we ran in combat boots back in those days. I stepped in a divot from a tank and twisted and dislocated my kneecap. I was sent to the VA at that point. Nobody could believe I was a veteran, and it was just very challenging.
Dawn West Rosado manages the Women Veterans Program for the Central Arkansas Veterans Healthcare System. She's worked closely with Diane Terry and other vets who've had negative experiences with the VA in the past.
Now, there was a lot of reasons they were angry, okay? But there's a common theme. I was unappreciated. My contribution was ignored. I was taken for granted. You don't even realize what my sacrifice was.
Rosado says only 5% of all women veterans use VA services, but she says that's starting to change with new programs and personnel that are finally helping them get the mental, physical, and emotional help they need. Diane Terry says she's noticed a difference.
Today, they have a program specifically for women veterans, but it doesn't matter which department you may be sent to if you have to go to a specialist. They're open to the fact that we have females serving in this military. You know, they've got counselors and other people, and it's just so much better.
Terry says with each new decade, barriers are broken, and society gains a greater understanding of women veterans.
Am I female? Yeah. I've got 3 children and 10 grandchildren. I love being a mom and a grandma, but I'm a veteran who served my country. I'm not ashamed of that, and I appreciate the opportunities that my daughter and my granddaughters now have, because veterans, men and women, fight for freedom every day.
The retired Army colonel added, her life has always been about service to God, family, and country, and she wouldn't have it any other way. For FM 89 News, I'm Malcolm Glover.